Dearest, dearest, are you awake? I'm so glad to hear. I know that you should be resting, and you're most likely wondering what on earth I'm doing up, but despite tomorrow's big day, I can't help but think about us, everything we've become. Tomorrow I accept the promotion to Kingsguard. Our time in this place, as wonderful as it is, will end. We'll have to root up our life. I will miss this place. It's where we met. But I'm taking the most important thing from here with me. And it'll be wearing a very beautiful red dress, courtesy of the Queen. Did I not tell you? She sent it over. She's excited to meet you. I'm told that our new home will be beautiful. It'll be in the Nobles District. They like to keep us around them so that they feel safe. It also affords us a rather comfortable life. Less cold winters, I suppose. You won't mind the warmth, will you? The hot days. An excuse to wear that thin dress that I like. I'm not nervous, but there is a feeling that I can't place. I'm not sure what it is. Suppose it's just the closing of a chapter. A peace. A stillness before a major event. I wonder. Will this feel like the beginning of the greatest chapter? Or just another? I find it hard to imagine one that I like more than the one where I got to see you get married to me. I love you, dear. I should try to sleep, though. You're all right. I'll see you in the morning, red dress and all. Darling. It's just me. You're knight in shining gold armor now. Full regalia. The prince has returned. You wore the dress the queen got you. Oh, dear, I'm not teasing. You're the visage of beauty. In fact, quite distracting. If the king and queen were to get in danger, how could I keep my eyes on anything but you? I tease. I'm a man of my job and my word. I just wanted to come say hello. The royal family really does love your presence. Thank you for showing up tonight. And the dress was a nice touch. If you'd like, we can pretend that I had to save you from a bad, bad man tonight. You and I can have our fun. Oh, hey now. You are touching one of the king's guard in the royal capital. Answer yourself, ma'am, or I'll have to tie them up. I must go. Partygoers are getting a little aggressive. Dear, do keep in mind that I would be happy to tie you up. Oh, what a night. Yes, I am a knight. I meant the party, dear. Oh, no, they're just exhausting. They've taken a liking to me, the royal family, which is wonderful, but it's difficult to be alert and also constantly vigilant as a social guest as well. Saying hello to everyone, participating, and looking for any unsavory actors. No, there haven't been any in a while, I would say. Not that they're supposed to be, but all it takes is one, and my entire purpose is justified. Oh, no, I see. My apologies. You know, now that you mention it, there has been one person who has been particularly bad lately. One woman who I have found to attack members of the King's Guard. Just the other day, she left nail marks all down my spine. Do you think she deserves to be punished, dear? Well, if you think so, then I've got good news. Come closer, though, so I can tell you. Please, no. Darling, no one can know. It's royal affairs. The secret is, you're too close to get away now. Got you, dear. I've got you. You think I did all that labor just to let my beautiful wife get away? No, dear. If you want to get away, you're going to do as I say. Now, let's get you turned around. That doesn't mean you can leave. Now, dear, we're going to practice something together. Repentance. You're going to repeat after me, and I'm going to see if you deserve forgiveness. I've been a naughty wife. Repeat it for me. Come now, dear. Oh, very convincing, but this big red dress. I don't know if I can believe you when you're wearing something the color of a lie. Oh, it's not superstition. You're telling me that you don't believe in the symbolism? I know that you do, which means that you are a liar. Oh, come on, now I got you. Say it. I'm a naughty wife. And I deserve to be punished. No, not rewarded, punished. Oh, that's it. You leave me no choice. I'm going to have to check to myself to see if you're lying to me right now. Are you turned on, dear? No. Well then, let's find out, shall we? Ah, no, I've got it. Your dress will be fine. I'll have it taken care of. I need to make sure that you're not a liar. See if I just touch it. Oh, would you look at that? I knew that you were a liar. My wife turned on when she's under investigation for harming the King's Guard. You know what this means, don't you? You'll have to make it up to me. Do you think you can bribe a King's Guard with your body, baby? That's a confident yes. Well, in that case, why don't you show me? Get on your knees and beg for forgiveness with the royal guard. Oh, pretty baby. Dear, before we continue, I love you. Now, beg. Atta girl. Oh, so delicate with your hands, but I know what's under there. There's a little beast in that soul. A little thrill that just loves to be naughty. Oh, yes. Fuck. There she is. See? I know my wife. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, so sloppy, baby. Oh, now this. I feel as though this is your true self. You can be honest, can't you, that this is what you really are? That's right, darling. You belong in front of the King's Guard on your knees. That's what you really are. You've been lying all night, tricking all those party guests into thinking that you are this pure, pristine woman, but you're not. You like to sit on the face of men in power. Or at least a man. Oh, God. And the things you do to him. God, he'll let you. Oh, Lord, darling. Oh, God. Enough. Well, you may be a liar, but I see your true self now. And it's important for us to fix the problem, don't you think? You see, the queen would have you sent to some court wizard or alchemist, but I think I know the cure for you. I do think I know the cure. You need to be taken by a big, strong man. Hand to hand, don't you think? A little wrestle will set you right. Ah, you think you'll win? Now you think you could fight a Kingsguard. Well, let me tell you, dear, I'm not going to play fair. I need to make sure you get the treatment that you need. You are my wife, after all. Darling. Hey, no, I'm okay. I love you. Oh, no, it's not part of the game, dear. I just love you. And I felt it important to say that before you lose. So embarrassingly to me. Now let's get started. No, dear. You can't simply run. I'm right here. And besides, I haven't even told you where we'll be settling this. It's to the bed with you. Let's go now, dear. Atta girl. No. You stay on that bed. You stay right beneath me where you belong. Dear, I have to make an honest woman out of you, so you're going to have to scream my name. I'm not sure how many times. Why don't we just start and I'll tell you when it feels right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lift up that skirt a little bit, baby. Lift a little bit more. I don't want to stain it too bad. In fact, let's just get this off of you. We can leave the corset. But this needs to come off. And I'll get my armor while I'm at it. Leave part of it. I see. If you insist on giving me an advantage. For me to wear my armor and for you to be naked seems hardly fair, but I love a woman who thinks she can take the challenge. I suppose you did marry a knight, even if you never thought he'd wear the golden armor of one of the strongest in the land. Now then, let me get back to what I was doing. You needed to be taught a lesson about what you are. A good wife. And a filthy one. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, no. I'm going to break you. I'm going to break you. Sorry, dear. I know you're having fun. You're just so beautiful. I And to even be able to make these jokes after the life that we started with, I just feel so unreal today. I'm going to cry. I love you. No, I wouldn't want to stop. Instead, can we continue like this? Please, dear. Thank you. Oh. I love you so. Although you are a liar to tell me you weren't turned on. You like seeing your big knight in shining armor. Just as much as I love seeing my beautiful wife standing in the crowd amongst kings and queens. Oh, God. You feel so good. You know, some of the other knights, they tell me that they regret or wonder or think or wander. And I couldn't imagine my life with anyone but you. Everyone who sees me, all the women on the streets who comment and stare, they don't deserve me like you do. You've been with me since the beginning. I feel like you're the only one that knows me. And you're the only one who deserves my love and my attention and this beautiful life we have together. I couldn't imagine it with anyone else. My life is yours to share. And I hope you never forget that. Even if you are a woman who hearts the king's guard. Oh. But I do like it. Maybe not today, though, darling. Maybe another night. Oh. Darling, I must be honest with you. I could hold on forever. I could keep myself, but I don't want to. May I take you and lay with you in the sun before it fully sets. Just us in our little bed in the window. Thank you, dear. I don't want to wait. I just want to feel you. Oh, God. Oh. How do you feel so good, dear? I suppose you aren't afraid to hurt a king's guard. That is a good point. Although I'm not sure that's why you feel so good. I'll give you permission. You can hurt me one more time right as I... Where does that come, okay? Oh, dear. Please, light scratch, and I'll tell you when, okay? I'll tell you when. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, no, not yet. A little longer, baby. A little more. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. No. A little more. A little more. Now, dear. Now, scratch me. No, I'm fine. It's stupid, you're so fucking beautiful. You're just so beautiful. My life feels like an illusion. I wear a suit of gold and come home to a wife who belongs in a picture book of angels. I eat better than we could have ever imagined. No bread scraps and leftovers. We have a bed big enough for both of us that sits next to a window that takes in the sun on an evening day. We attend balls for the royalty in the afternoon and get to drink tea with our neighbors. I'm still the same man you knew in that small town. And he's so proud. You're my wife. It made all the work worth it to have you here. I love you. I got you, dear. Pick up that little scene later this evening if you feel so inclined. Oh, you are the filthy one, baby. I'm a royal knight. How could I have a dirty mind?